Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. This is my husband, Ted.
Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Knightsky. As you know, I'm a pretty optimistic person. So recently, when I found myself spiraling into a negative mindset, this quote popped back into my head. No matter how bad things are, you can always make things worse. At the same time, it is often within you, however, to make them better. That comes from Randy Pausch at his last lecture. It is so true, and within our own mind, we tend to either fuel or extinguish these situations. So no matter what the situation, we always have a choice. It's why sayings like, have a good day or not, the choice is yours, exists. Because ultimately, we choose to be positive or negative. We choose to take action or no action. We choose to confront what is in our way, or we choose to turn away from it. We also tend to allow our emotions to take control of our mind so that we make irrational choices when we're stressed. When we are faced with an issue, we often try to address it in isolation, or we seek out like-minded friends and people who will help us reinforce our already solidified mindset. But perspective is key, and having people around you to provide other views is critical. Most importantly, people willing to take their ideas, biases, wisdom, and life experiences and say to you, hey, have you thought of this? So before I give you two processes to help you become a better organizer of ideas and address your issue, I want to share with you what inspired me to share these tools with you. You see, last week, I got to be at my son's last soccer game as a high school athlete representing the Port Washington Pirates. Charlie will continue to play for his club team, but there's something special about him playing for his school. So as I was heading with my wife to watch Charlie, I was driving with tears welling in my eyes, thinking of all the great things I have done with him over the course of his life. Because I've watched him suit up for years, and I was his coach for 10 years prior to him getting to high school. But the very first time I coached him popped into my mind, and that's what got me thinking about how to process issues and change your perspective. You see, one of the greatest tests I ever had was when I coached him the very first time. Now, I had coached for 10 years before my son was born, all levels from rec to varsity. So when I had my first practice for my U6 team with my son Charlie in the fall of his first grade year, I was really excited. I trained the boys and girls on the whistle commands, and we had just started my first drill. Then, off in the distance, is what began to make an issue surface. You see, I just got the kids started when a faint sound appeared. Then it grew louder and louder. And then all of a sudden, my son, the coach's kid, yelled out, "Ice cream truck!" And he led the team on a block-long chase to catch the ice cream truck. Now, I was in coach mode, not how funny is this? A group of 9 kids in cleats and shin guards chasing an ice cream truck down the road with a coach chasing them blowing his whistle like a madman. This sound still bothers me. Now, I lost my mind when I finally got the kids back. I kept my composure in front of them, but the truck finally stopped, but nobody had any money, and the driver, well, he wasn't feeling charitable to give out free ice cream. I got the kids back to our practice area, and we continued the drills. When I got in the car, my emotions bubbled up, and I barked at Charlie for being a bad leader, and my heart was solidly in control of what was coming out of my mouth, and I honestly doubted I could ever coach again, especially my own kid. I had never been that upset after a practice before, and I just couldn't figure out why. And that's when I flipped open my red Motorola Razr phone, called a colleague who was another coach who had coached his own kids, and he turned me on to a reflective practice so that I could stop being so emotional and take it right where it needed to go, which was to my brain. And he helped me get to, Ted, you're coaching your kid, so it's always going to be more personal. Knock it off. As I tried to process my emotions, my friend reminded me that I needed to move into a rational mindset and give this some time. I was telling him how I think I need to quit. I don't know if I can do this. And he simply said, it means so much to you that you're not being rational. Go home and write down what's triggering these emotions. Now, years later, I would join an executive coaching group and learn the first of the two of our processes. It's called an issue organizer. And this is a process to get you to reflect, but also to share your issues with others so that they can hear your perspective and offer other ideas and support. The process is very simple. On a single sheet of paper, you create two columns. On the left-hand column, you write down these prompts. And here they are. The prompts you write down on the left-hand side of the column are the following. The problem is, and then what you do is you just briefly describe your problem. Then, it is significant because, and then you describe why it's such a big deal. Then you write down, I need to, or we need to, and then you write down a series of action steps that you would be taking or you're thinking about taking. Then the next line, relevant background information. You build the background on it so people who don't know what the problem is can get an idea of what they are looking at and what you are facing. My options are, and then list, I could do this, I could do this, I could do this. The direction I'm heading, well, from my list of options, I'm thinking of doing the following. And then the last prompt, this is the help I need from the leadership team. At that point, you just simply ask, I need you to tell me if I'm right or wrong, if there's another perspective, what I'm missing. Now, this process is supposed to be simple and elegant. Each prompt should be no more than three sentences and be to the point and, more importantly, editorial free. What you do is fill out this form and then print it for others to read so that they can take notes on it as you read what you're thinking. Now, no one can interrupt you while you are reading, and the only thing that can be done while you are reading is that others can ask clarifying questions. This is a really important point because many people will want to start offering solutions before you properly walk through the entire issue organizer. I find that many times when I fill out the form, I don't even need to bring the form to anyone else because once I fill it out, I have now formally reflected on the process and slowed down my thinking. I have processed and I usually see either I'm being ridiculous, I lack courage, or that I just simply need to go address the issue and I don't need another person's perspective. But other times I fill it out and I have a great idea what I want to do, but I need to hear other people's opinions and perspectives. Because sometimes you can make a bad situation worse, and I need to have others around me with a differing perspectives fill in my gaps or provide me warning of impending stupidity. The deal is, you have to have at least four other people looking at this sheet, and once they've all reviewed and questioned, then the fun part comes out. They each get to, at the very end, tell you what they would do if they were you, and you have to sit there and listen. This is both rewarding and, frankly, unnerving, because you're literally sitting there, exposed and vulnerable. People around you, people who care around you in the room, are giving you their opinions, and you now have given them permission to have at it. One of the unforeseen consequences of processing an issue with others like this is that when you have to address your issue, you get courage from the team that helped you through the process. Oddly, one of the things that happens often is once you are all done and you hear from others that you are actually the reason for your own issue, or that it's time to take the bull by the horns, you get courage because when you go to address the issue, you hear the voices of your friends and the people in the room in your head, and now you feel an obligation to meet the expectations that have been laid out to you. It's a really empowering feeling and opportunity. Now, the second process is a quick way to get multiple perspectives on an issue. It can be for solutions, for strategies, or even creative thinking. This is a great tool to use with kids to get them thinking or adults in an effort to get them collaborating. Here's all you'll need, a stack of 4x6 note cards and something to write with. Now, depending on who you're working with, the prompts may differ. But what you do is this. You have people write on one side of the card the issue that they are facing, and then in the lower right-hand corner, they simply put their initials. They can only write two sentences that describe whatever it is that you have as a prompt or that they are facing as an issue. So, for example, I have a student that blankety blankety blank, I have a customer who blankety blank, the staff is particularly negative about, I have a parent that, etc., etc. Now, you as the facilitator get some good music, and you have everyone stand up once they've completed filling out their card and make sure that they hold their card and have a pen. You tell everyone that you're going to play some music, and once that music starts, they have to walk around the room and exchange the cards as many times as possible before the music stops. Pick something upbeat and fun, like this.
Watch out, here I come.
I'm going to let this play as I continue to explain this. So what you do is people are basically shuffling the deck in motion. They walk from person to person, just keep exchanging cards, keep exchanging cards until you stop the music. Then, when you stop the music, you have everyone read the card they have and offer a two-sentence strategy to help them address their issue, and they write that on the back. Then, you start the music up again and repeat the human shuffling process and movement, and you do this at least three times. This is a great process to get people to share multiple perspectives and support the success of your team. It also avoids people going to the quote-unquote same olds for advice and the people who share the same mindset. I've done this quite a few times and it always works wonderfully. Most people are shocked at how much great advice they get, and many times people see the ideas of others and are like, I did all three of those, and they find affirmation, while others see three things that they would have never thought of. Once you've done this three times, you have everyone put the cards on the same table and people grab theirs and reflect upon the suggestions and strategies. I also like to allow people the opportunity to turn and discuss the feedback that they received. These two processes are highly effective strategies that allow the person with an issue to get collaborative support and multiple perspectives. It is very empowering to see others' responses and learn that others have had to address what you may have believed was a very unique problem. So no matter the situation, you can always make it worse. But whenever you introduce an element of collaboration and increased perspective, you significantly increase your likelihood of finding the strategy and courage to address your issue. So let's do some smart thinking. Detail your process for reviewing an issue that you face. Describe your willingness to engage others in addressing your issues. And last, list other people that can offer you a new perspective on your issues. That's it. That's the Smart Thinking Podcast. Hey, as always, thank you for listening, and please share and rate this podcast. Also, remember to like us on Facebook and Twitter, as well as now Instagram and Snapchat. Yep, we're now there as well, thanks to my assistant, Becca. And thank you to the Wellpennies for their awesome music. Lastly, perspective can offer us a real boost if we are actively seeking to change our own. Soccer is something very important to our family. I played, both my kids played, and it has defined our family forever. So a few weeks ago, when my son was standing on the field surrounded by his teammates at the end of their very last match, I was standing in the bleachers with tears in my eyes, mostly empathetic, but quite a few because I had recognized that it was the last time I would be his fan while he was in his high school uniform. Then, as I was walking down the stairs, I noticed an older couple that had sat in front of us. They had been wrapped in an orange blanket that was another high school's team, and it wasn't representing either team on the field. I had noticed them and playfully pointed out that they needed to get a Port Washington blanket. During the second half, I learned that they were Coach O'Brien's mom and dad. They were there to watch their son coach. They were there to root on their 30-something-year-old son, who they had watched play soccer when he was in high school. Suddenly, and like oddly, my eyes just dried, and I began to smile. Mr. and Mrs. O'Brien, like Megan and I, were there to root on their son, and we were there rooting on our sons together. It never occurred to me until they changed my perspective that what I thought was a real issue for me, never seeing Charlie on the field again, well, it all changed because their presence immediately shifted my perspective. I suddenly realized that we will be able to be on the sidelines to root for my son and daughter their entire lives. I was overwhelmed with a warming feeling on that cold day because I got to be there and I got to see the moment, and I learned that we will have more chances to root for him. I started to laugh because I thought, this Buffalo mindset stuff is really working. So this week, look for opportunities to collaborate with others to process your issue. Seek out multiple perspectives and surround yourself with people who will give you the courage to not just face your issue, but walk away better because they supported you, changed your perspective, and encouraged you to charge into the storm.
Every color's faded, everyone is waiting on. There's a song arising, just you wait and see. Won't you take my hand and shake the world with me? There's a song horizon, just you wait and see.